This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Columbus Circle here in New York has just won the coveted title of Best Roundabout in the World 2013. The award is helping focus American minds on the benefits of this traffic management system, which seems typically British. From just outside the city of Birmingham, England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
I'm driving my car around and round a traffic island with Kevin Beresford.
This is the perfect way to see a roundabout. He's just driving round and round it. Can we go round again?
Kevin would be happy to do this all day. He's head of the UK Roundabout Appreciation Society.
They lift our spirits on long, tiresome journeys with their inventiveness, their creativeness.
Inventiveness, creativeness. Back in his apartment, Kevin explains the roundabout's infinite aesthetic possibilities.
You could put anything on a roundabout, and I've seen fountains, statues, windmills, trains, boats, planes, you name it, and that's what makes them so special.
For more practical reasons, roundabouts are spreading. The number around the world more than doubled to 60,000 in the last decade and a half. To the satisfaction of staff here at Britain's Transport Research Laboratory, which claims to have invented the modern roundabout.
In general, they're superior. Really through throughput of traffic.
The laboratory's Mark Crabtree says generally roundabouts are safer than crossroads and faster than traffic lights.
People have to stop at the red lights, whether or not there's lots of traffic or not very much traffic. But a roundabout, you quite often only have to slow down a bit before you get onto the roundabout.
The roundabout is said to embody British virtues of compromise and cooperation. The US's more aggressive, confrontational culture may explain why the roundabout has not been more widely adopted by Americans, to Kevin Beresford's dismay.
You'd think they would embrace it safer, greener, and it's more aesthetically pleasing. Come on, America, wake up, smell the coffee, embrace the roundabout.
Maybe it's beginning to. Over the past decade, the US has sprouted some 3,000 roundabouts, and it can now boast the best roundabout in the world. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.